It was Friday night, and I'd been stood up, which was probably what I deserved for relaxing my strict no-dating customers policy. But it had been months since I'd had a date, and sometimes it seemed like all I did was sling plates of seafood at the Graceful Mermaid. Working at one of Hawthorne's few upscale restaurants was good training for my dream of owning my own place one day, but it was hard not to give up sometimes when my feet hurt and my back ached. When I went to bed alone and smelling of shellfish every night. I checked my watch for the 1,000th time before rising to throw my cold macchiato in the trash, and decided to head for Spiders. Maybe there would be something happening at the local watering hole. When I pulled into the parking lot, though, I was disappointed to see it was nearly empty. The only other vehicle in the lot was the beat-up old pickup I knew belonged to Nora Castaros, the bartender. Weird. Although the place wasn't exactly the crown jewel in Hawthorne's entertainment scene, I'd never seen it completely dead before. For all its dubious charms, Spiders was a popular place. As I got out of my car and headed for the door, a stray plastic bag ghosted across the empty lot, and I realized suddenly how alone I was in the darkness. I shivered, despite the warm July air, and walked faster. A young woman had been found murdered the week before, just a town over from Hawthorne, and it was too easy to imagine myself in her place. It was stupid to let my fears run away from me, but I breathed easier when I stepped into the warm circle of light on Spider's front porch.
"Thank God! A customer!" Nora greeted me when I walked inside and sat down at the bar.
She had a smooth southern accent, with a hint of something more exotic underneath. I looked around at the empty seats surrounding me.
"Maybe people are avoiding the Cape since that girl was found last week?"
I wasn't the only one feeling jumpy. Ever since the story had broken, everyone in Cape Cod had been on edge.
"Maybe some people," Nora allowed. "But it would take a lot more than one victim to keep the tourists away."
Even if that one victim had fallen prey to the New England slasher. For the past 6 months, a serial rapist had attacked women on the East Coast with a knife, scarring them mentally and physically. There seemed to be no way to predict where he would strike next, or who would be targeted. A silence fell as we contemplated the crimes.
"That's enough talk of the slasher." Nora smacked a hand on the bar. "You came here to have fun."
She turned to choose from the bottles lining the mirror behind her, and soon had two cocktails lined up in front of us. She raised her glass to clink with mine.
"Just don't tell Lefty,"
she said with a grin, referring to the bar's absentee, often drunk, manager. A couple drinks later, the bar was still dead, and I had just made up my mind to head home when Nora looked over my shoulder and let out a shriek of delight. I jumped in my seat and turned to see a man standing in the doorway. Tall and square-jawed, he had the kind of rough, masculine features that looked better at 30-something than they would have in his 20s. I sat up straighter on my bar stool. Suddenly, Spiders seemed a lot less empty. He had scruffy brown hair, a little long in the back, like it had been a while since he'd remembered to get it cut. There was nothing special about his clothing. Jeans, a t-shirt, and a beat-up brown leather jacket. But there was something about him that grabbed and held my attention. Hot, heavy lust coiled low in my belly, and the room felt warmer. My skin tingled as I imagined nuzzling the sexy, day-old shadow at his jawline. My heartbeat picked up, and my breath quickened as he came closer. I downed the last sip of my drink to cool off and looked at him over my glass as he passed. There was no way he could miss the invitation I was sending his way. Maybe this guy would be the one to break my streak of unwanted celibacy. It was a nice little fantasy, but it didn't last long. He gave me a speculative glance as he went by, but it was clear he only had eyes for the woman behind the bar, not the one seated in front of it.